section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Evan Bourne may be gone from the WWE. What's going on with this, Aaron?
A lot of people within WWE are not expecting him to return after his 60-day suspension. So word around, Stanford is that it's going to be, he's going to be gone and he's probably going to Ring of Honor.
Now, here's the other thing, too. It wasn't for spice this time. It was something completely unrelated, they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a big deal. So that means he might have done something else. You never know. It's kind of sad that he's going to go somewhere else, but good luck to him. The WWE may produce a 3D pay-per-view, and the rumor is right now that it's going to be SummerSlam, and this is just because the UFC announced that they're going to do some pay-per-views this way. Do you think this is a good move on the WWE's part?
I do not. I think that 3D in TVs is more of a gimmick than it is a necessity. I think that going high def is one thing. I completely understand you're getting a better picture. Going 3D means that you're, required to wear glasses. There are some glassesless 3D TVs, but they're nowhere near the quality as, putting on and watching it. And I think the other thing too is I understand doing it for movies because they actually bring something. So when you watch a movie and you get depth of field, I understand. But sports in 3D, in wrestling in particular, I don't understand it. Like, I'm not going to turn on The Simpsons and watch that in 3D. That's not going to be of interest to me. And so I think it's the exact same thing with wrestling and with UFC. I don't want to watch those in 3D. I'd rather watch them in 1080p or in the higher resolution like 4K when those come out. That is what I would rather see. So I think that this is more of a gimmick.
I completely agree with that. I think that because UFC is doing it as a gimmick type deal, and that's it. That's the only reason that they're doing it. And I think the WWE following them in their footsteps is actually it's a mistake. They shouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. But oh well. So China passes away.
Well, Andy, before we get into that, that's next week's news, so let's just get right into Raw.
All right, so it's the end of the world as we know it. So this is another cryptic message, but it's the first thing Chris Jericho says.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this, Aaron?
The funny thing about him talking is that people cheered the moment he said a word. He was like, this Sunday, and everyone's like, ah! So people freaked out that he said something. People freaked out. I think that, I said last week he was the person who I think will win the Royal Rumble. And I stand by that. I still think that he is going to win it because I think that he is going to do something crazy. And he is going to be the focal point of the WWE from, that Monday until the WrestleMania pay-per-view.
I'm actually going to disagree with you right now. I think that CM Punk's going to lose at Elimination Chamber.
Really?
I think so. I think he's going to beat Dolph Ziggler, but I think that he's going to lose at the Elimination Chamber. I think somehow he's going to get screwed. He's going to lose, and then Jericho's going to be the champion. And then they're going to basically put the fans against each other on who to cheer and who to boo. And I think this is going to show Jericho as the best heels. Well, I think he can be. So, anyways, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so also on Raw, which I couldn't believe that they did this, but Kane decides that he's going to injure Zack Ryder. Why? Why?
What do you think of Ryder being written off TV is my question.
Well, I read we finally found out the real reason why is because he's going to do a bunch of he's going to do some TV stuff for the network, but I think this is the wrong time to bump him off. if they were going to bump him off, have him bump him off at Royal Rumble, at the pay-per-view, then have him do the stuff for the network. But I thought doing it on a Raw was stupid. I mean, all they're talking about doing now is that they're going to have Eve turn to heel, and I wouldn't be surprised if she somehow gets aligned with Kane, but...
That, I don't know. I think that this is actually... It's good. They're putting them in the forefront, which is great. I don't care for the storyline too much, but I also think that just writing them off TV, it's kind of a cop-out. I will say this, though. When he comes back, people will be happy, and they will cheer him, and he is going to be like, oh my God, Ryder's finally back. So that will be cool, but I just hope that this doesn't cool his jets. That's the biggest thing.
That's what I'm worried about, because I think it's going to cool his jets. That's why take him off now? I just don't see a point to it still.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me, you know. What do I know? Besides that, everyone is eligible for the Royal Rumble this year. So does this mean that, you know, we might see CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan? How awesome would it be if Daniel Bryan actually won the Royal Rumble? He could face himself.
I think the big thing here is, does this mean that CM Punk or Daniel Bryan will be in the match? What do you think?
Oh, yes, definitely. He will be in the match. Both of them, I don't think CM Punk will be, but I bet Daniel Bryan will be. And it just wouldn't surprise me at all if Daniel Bryan actually, you know, pulls it off.
I actually have a weird theory going right now.
All right.
Because they were really hammering the fact that, you know, the first time ever, everyone is eligible. And they were showing CM Punk.
Every superstar is eligible.
And so what I'm thinking is that they're going to put Punk into the Royal Rumble. He's going to retain this Sunday. But I think that he may lose that Elimination Chamber. And then he's going to then face whoever he loses to. It's just a theory, but I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, but Jericho is going to be the one that wins the title.
Fine. He can win the title.
Yeah, but come on.
Then Punk is going to face him at WrestleMania because he's going to, you know, cash in because he's the Royal Rumble winner.
Well, they have to announce that that's what they're doing, but they haven't done that yet. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. It'll actually be really interesting to see how they play this one off. What I thought was pretty awesome is the fact that R-Truth and The Miz battle who's not going to be the number one entry. And, of course, R-Truth wins. So The Miz now is your number one entry in to the Royal Rumble. Do you think this was a good idea to actually do this?
Absolutely. I think it was last week. It might have been the week before. But I said they really need to start doing these types of matches. They need to do matches where, oh, I'm going to wrestle you. And if I win, I'm the 30th entry. If I lose, though, I'll be the number one entry. And I love those matches. Or have Royal Rumble qualifier matches. That would have been really nice. Now, I'm glad that they at least did this. But they really should have had qualifying matches. I think that would have been great. Because then there'd be some people who would be like, I can't be in the Rumble now because I lost. You know, and being like, man, I really wanted to go in this year, you know, like something like that. So I do like this, though. I will say that much. I like it.
I just can't wait to see Trent and Beretta actually make it into the Royal Rumble and win it. That would be awesome. So we need to talk about Johnny Ace getting the GTS done to him.
Well, we need to talk about the Ace face, Andy.
The Ace face?
Do you know what the Ace face is,
no,
Andy?
No, I don't. What is the Ace face?
Well, when you're watching and you see him get put up in the, you know, GTS.
And he's looking straight down.
And he's looking straight down and he's calm as a cucumber. And he is just like, oh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this. This is what I said last week. McMahon would be like, oh, no. Oh, no. No, no. And be shaking his head like, oh, don't do this. Don't do this.
Right.
And then he'd get it, and then he would fall down, you know,
right.
Maybe overact a little bit like he did when he got the stunner, you know, when he shook his head like, oh,
yeah.
That I think the big thing here is that Johnny Ace, he's not a wrestler.
No. He is a wrestler. He just can't act. That's his problem.
He's neither, Andy. He is neither.
No, I think he's a wrestler. I just don't think he knows how to act properly. He has no acting experience whatsoever. He is the interim Raw general manager, which means that he'll only be that till Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see Mick Foley take over as the Raw GM and then have it come out that he was also their anonymous Raw GM.
Which I think that you called that, I want to say, like, 4 months ago.
Yeah. You'll have to go back to, you know, probably an episode in the 70s.
Yeah.
From when I said that. So anyway, so let's move on to SmackDown. Randy Orton returns. I don't care about this, but what do you think, Aaron?
Made his big return. Obviously, he's one of the moneymakers for the WWE. So it's nice that he's back and to help out SmackDown, because like we said a couple weeks back, with him being gone, I mean, SmackDown didn't have anybody. They didn't have star power. So it was really like the C or D show. So it's good that he's back. And him and Wade Barrett will have a nice little feud, little mini feud that they'll have go on for a little bit, which is nice. And that'll probably culminate at Elimination Chamber. They'll have a match going for the title or number one contendership for the title. And that'll really help out that feud right there.
I wouldn't be surprised if it actually is for the title and somehow Wade Barrett screws Randy Orton out of it. And then they do like a steel cage match or something like that, or no holds are barred, or, you know, something along those lines.
A no DQ match.
Basically, yeah. So anyway, so I'm actually excited about this next one. Alex Riley makes his return finally after all this time. A-Rai is back, except he has to face Brodus Clay. So
he's cannon fodder.
Huh?
He's cannon fodder for Brodus Clay. He's the sacrificial lamb, because they have to put all of the lower mid-card people go up against Brodus Clay.
Which is ridiculous, because Alex Riley at one point was hot. And he still was hot, and they didn't show him for like a couple weeks. He came back, he's still hot. And they're like, oh, wait, he's too hot. We don't need a big face right now. We need him to stay low for a while, even though he was injured, but he was gone. What was the point of that? He was so hot. When you have something that's working, you run with it. You no matter what price you have, you run with it. And he was hot for a while, even after the Miz thing was over with. Now he's not. He's on Superstars, and now he's jobbing for Brodus Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Someone better call his mama is what's going on.
And tell him that A-Rai is apparently a failure, in the eyes of the WWE. We don't know what's happened backstage with him. I know that they're pushing Brodus Clay, and so, you know, A-Rai apparently is going to be the sacrificial lamb. I don't think that this really makes my opinion of Brodus Clay any better. Apparently, they're probably going to push him. My guess is he's probably going to be the next guy to take on Cody Rhodes and beat him.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised about that. That's basically where he's going. I'm just upset that you take when you have someone who is hot and you just basically cool him down. And that's what's happened with A-Rai still. I can't say that enough. It really upsets me about that whole situation, because even though he had the drunken driving thing, he's been clean since. He's done a good job. He got injured, but he was still around. You could have done a lot of things with him. But I can go on and on about this for another 20 minutes, but let's not. Let's talk about the Royal Rumble. It's this Sunday. You know, it's only a couple days away. What do you think? Do you think it's a good buildup so far? Or what's your thoughts on this?
I like the Punk Ziggler thing. Although I would have had Punk get one win in there. He lost like 4 out of 5 times. Four times in 5 weeks or whatever it was. I would have had him get at least one more win in there, because that kind of is predictable that, you know, he's going to get his heat back and he's going to win. So that would have been one thing I would have changed. I like what's going on with Daniel Bryan taking on Big Show and Mark Henry. I think that's going to be a pretty interesting match.
And that's in a steel cage, too.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, style clash, because let's face it, two huge guys and one 5'11", 200-pound guy. You know, it's like it's going to be a pretty interesting match.
What's going to happen?
I like that, though.
Yeah, I think what will happen is that somehow Daniel Bryan will sneak his way out of the cage.
I think so, too.
Even though he did get Big Show into the LaBelle lock for a second. And then, of course, he gets choke slammed, and then, of course, gets the punch to the face.
Yeah, but the Royal Rumble, the main event, you know, I love the Royal Rumble. I look forward to this every year. Like, after Christmas and there's New Year's. And then after New Year's, look, in reality, the only thing you're really looking forward to, if you're a football fan, you have the playoffs. And if not, then there's really nothing big going on the rest until you get to like closer to summer, right?
Well,
so I love the Royal Rumble. Well, I love it.
Here's something that's very interesting. I got to tell you this. I knew about it, but I forgot. I thought the Pro Bowl was after the Super Bowl this year. Again, it's before. Yeah. So yeah. you have the Pro Bowl, but you also have the NHL All-Star Game first, then the Pro Bowl, then you have Royal Rumble. In other words, I think Doug's coming over all day because got to watch hockey, and then we'll watch the Pro Bowl and be like, nah, I guess it's nap time, and then the Royal Rumble starts.
Yeah, and I mean, I love the Royal Rumble, and so this match, I look forward to it every single year. I can't wait to see who's going to be the winner. I can't wait to see what happens. I absolutely love this, and you know, I think we talked about it last year where, you know, maybe see it one other time, but like even that, it's like no, because it's so special. Mm-hmm. You know, like having the Royal Rumble once a year, so special, and it makes it mean something. You know, it really does. So I really like this. This would be one of those, if we weren't doing the show, I would buy it regardless. You know, I would buy two pay-per-views a year, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm happy, I'm excited, and I can't wait to see it.
I'm just excited I get to split the cost. But either my place or we're going to maybe go to our friend, a friend of the show, Dave's place to watch. It just depends. We're not sure what we're going to do yet, but definitely NHL, NFL, and then WWE. So I gotta think one thing also, the longest running sponsor on Off the Mark, HostGator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check HostGator.com. You're gonna find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there, period. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use our special coupon code OffTheMark, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Impact Wrestling. So what's going on with Impact, Darren? Alex Shelley beat Zema Ion. Is that right? Zema Ion?
Yep. He's on his way to, take the X Division title away from Austin Aries.
Which you have a big man crush on right now.
I know it would really seem that way. I gotta tell you, I am a fan of Austin Aries, and I am very excited for this match. I actually don't want him. I don't want Shelley to win. I would rather see this go for another two pay per views and see what happens then. And you know, if you have him win, you do. If not, you don't. But it's gonna be interesting because these two have a pretty good rapport, and I actually like watching them wrestle. So I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, Impact Wrestling is still it's an okay show, but you know, this looks like it's going to be a really good one.
I agree. Just like, you know, AJ and Kaz, they have been feuding now for about 3 weeks. Christopher Daniels is getting involved into it, and it looks like AJ is going to take on Kaz at Against All Odds.
Ooh, that's definitely something that we could that's worth actually buying is that pay per view just because of that match almost. So
yeah, I agree.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and the other thing also, Impact didn't have anything else. Impact had nothing really.
They continued a lot of their feuds.
Because
you know?
Didn't they tape three? This is the third show they taped, right? In a row?
Yeah.
So by that third show, there's like nothing. It's like, oh gosh, what are we supposed to do for this show? Well, let's just throw this together. All right, this together. Should we bring Mr. Kennedy back? No. Oh, sorry, Mr. Anderson. I keep calling Kennedy. No.
Let's hold off till next week, you know.
Yeah, in 3 weeks when we tape again. Yeah, so I mean, it's just one of those weird things. I'm still kind of excited what they're going to do. Their pay-per-view is going to be coming up here shortly, so it should be pretty good. So let's move on to the weekly topic, all right? My top 5 wrestlers who should win the Royal Rumble. Number 5.
Now, wait, Andy, is this your who you are expecting to or who you believe should?
This is more who I think's going to win.
Okay, so this is who you think will.
Yes, I have a kind of a joke one for number 5. I think they'll have Brodus Clay or Randy Orton win.
So your top 5 is actually a top 6.
Basically, it's a top 6. I couldn't decide because I think it would be – because I wouldn't be surprised if they did something stupid like that, have like Brodus Clay or have – you know, because they set it up when Randy Orton won it before, and you could just tell he was going to win it. So I'm just throwing that out there. Number four, Chris Jericho. Would not be surprised to see him win.
Now, why is he so low on your list, though? Because you don't think that you don't have confidence, it sounds like.
Usually I would have lots of confidence, but on this one, I just don't see him winning. I think something's going to happen. He's going to get thrown out, and that's how the feud's going to start, whoever it is. So, then number three, we have the zigzag, the Dolph Ziggler coming in at number three. There's a chance he may lose to CM Punk, come back, and win the Royal Rumble. Wouldn't surprise me. But if he comes in after, you know, in the 20s, he's not going to win. Number two, The Miz. Kind of set it up. You don't hear about the number two guy who enters, even though it's the same time. You hear always about the number one guy who would win. So I would not be surprised if The Miz goes the distance and wins. It just would not surprise me. But I'm calling it right now. Your number 30 rest entrant into the Royal Rumble will be the winner. And that person is Rey Mysterio Jr.
Ooh.
He's going to come back, and he's going to win.
Interesting.
The crowd's going to go nuts. There'll be about 11 guys in the ring. He's going to eliminate a couple of them. It's going to be a huge pop. He's going to win, and he will face Daniel Bryan.
Interesting.
And lose.
Interesting. Nah, he would win.
Nope.
Because Mysterio is so big, and the Royal Rumble winner has not won the title 5 years now.
But the thing is, here's why I'm saying that now. Because if you have Daniel Bryan's gotten some heat now, he's basically a full heel now. If you have Rey Mysterio come back, you put him in the Elimination Chamber, somehow he beats, like Daniel Bryan does something like, you know, turns him into a lawn dart or whatever. And then at Royal Rumble, cheats to win or gets disqualified some way, so Mysterio will not get the title. Then at the next pay-per-view, Mysterio wins. I don't think it'll, because it would be more drama, at least to me. So that's who I think. I think Rey Mysterio Jr., I'm sorry, Rey Mysterio, as he's known in the WWE, he will win the Royal Rumble. He will be back just for this.
Interesting.
I was going to say Goldust, but, you know, that's kind of, you know, a long shot right now.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.